Hey, everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Whew, these findings. Look, we need to pay attention here for one big reason. The criteria that used to be a top priority isn't anymore. So we have to change what we emphasize in our sales conversations and outreach. Here are two big shifts I see that keynote speakers need to make in their marketing. First up, from credibility to prominence. Now let's be clear. Buyers have always wanted prominent keynote speakers. But the big change here is how that's defined. What I find interesting is that on the speaker side, almost 80% of experienced keynoters have awards. They highlight that. And buyers don't care about those awards. And while I'm on a roll here, check out where the positive ratings are. A measly 27%. So put all that stuff on the bottom of your bio. Stop chasing the rave reviews. Instead, focus on name recognition. We have to be top of mind when these buyers get together and brainstorm possible speakers. Second shift, from education to engagement. Now again, keynote speakers have always been expected to engage the audience. What's different now is that this has overtaken the educate our audience goal by a lot. We're talking engagement coming in at almost 75% and the education by less than 60%. Sure, the latter is in second place, but look at the gap. Not even close. Here's what this means. Keynoters change hearts and minds. Consultants and coaches who speak as part of a larger relationship focus on changing behavior. For keynoters, the practical side is out. Keep in mind, we're talking about keynote speaking here, not overall speaking engagements. If you conduct workshops, this does not apply to you. But for those who want more of those high-fee keynote speeches, we need to change how we promote. And it all starts with shifting our perspective to the new expectations. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.